Good morning. The time is 8:07. It is Tuesday, September the 10th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And coming up this morning, in just a little bit, at about 8:34, we're going to have a discussion with Jeff Goulon. He is the president of Newman Catholic Schools. And if you've been by Newman Catholic, I've been there a few times as I cover high school football with the Fighting Cardinals. Had games the first two Saturdays of the regular season over at Newman Catholic. There's been some construction behind the football area. There's been the building of some new tennis courts. And that's only the beginning of a massive expansion on the campus of Newman Catholic High School. And there's been, I think, over the last number of years, some questions about the viability long-term for Newman Catholic in terms of enrollment going down and some other question marks when it comes to the school. Well, Newman Catholic is now turning around and going on the offensive in terms of seeing some of their numbers start to rise a bit, and now they're going to try to add some other aspects to help bring families and their students to Newman Catholic Schools. So we're going to talk about this project and talk about what is happening at Newman Catholic and the entire school system at Newman Catholic with President Jeff Goulon coming up at about 8:35 this morning here on the program. Then just after the top of the hour, at about 9:06, we'll be talking to Chad Daly of the Marathon County Public Library. We are now into the month of September. The schools are open, so the fall season really starting to come, despite what the temperatures are going to look like today. So we'll find out what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library with Jeff Goulon with Chad Daly. Jeff Goulon, of course, the Newman Catholic president. Chad Daly coming up at 9:06 this morning. Also, I don't believe we're going to have Brittany Merlot with us again this morning. Apparently, she is still a little bit under the weather. Yes, she is. And actually, she's not feeling very well. Hopefully, Brittany will start to feel better, and she'll be back with us very soon. So, again, one of those situations where Brittany just not feeling well at all. And got some, information from Brittany, and hopefully she'll be feeling better, and she'll be back with us coming up very, very soon. Also coming up here during the program, we're going to talk about tonight's debate. What should we be looking for the presidential debate? Donald J. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, what do you think? What do you think that we should be doing in terms of looking for? What should the moderators be talking about? How should it be handled? And I would like to hear your thoughts. If you'd like to join us, you can either call us or text us. Same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And would love to, again, hear about that topic and any topic. I got to admit, again, I was trying to watch some television last night. I was flipping around. I was watching a little bit of the Monday Night Football game, but I got tired of watching Aaron Rodgers, and I turned over. I was watching Seinfeld later in the evening, and I was just flipping around last night. And the political commercials have got to me earlier this year than they normally do. I mentioned yesterday starting to annoy me, and I literally hit the mute button during commercial breaks of the shows I was watching. Because there would be two and three and sometimes four political commercials all during that break. So I just hit the mute, I was in bed, had my eyes shut, and then I just flip it back on. Is the show back on? Oh, Kamala Harris is letting know Riley Cradle. Mute. So I got to say, I don't know how well I'm going to do for the next 8 weeks. And today we are exactly 8 weeks away from Election Day. So that means 8 times 7. You know what 8 times 7 is, Ian?
56.
Exactly. We're 56 days away from Election Day. Can we make it with these commercials? I don't know. I'm not sure. But these commercials,
my family's gotten into a habit of muting commercial breaks as well. So if just we take it one day at a time, I think we can make it.
But we are just, these are just so negative, so many negative spots. Again, for the most part, there are a few sprinkled in positive spots, but the negativity in these commercials is just really starting to get under my skin. So what do you think of the commercials? Do any of these commercials connect with you? Has any one of these commercials for any candidate, and we're seeing plenty of commercials for the presidential candidates, but we're also seeing some congressional commercials. I've seen Rebecca Cook, the Democratic nominee for the congressional seat for the western part of the state. Derek Van Orden is on the airwaves as well. It's Cook versus Van Orden. But again, we are seeing a lot of different commercials right now, and they are so negative. I got to think that somebody goes really, really positive. And I think Cook has gone, you know, as positive as anybody with her commercials. And
it's weird. I haven't seen any of hers commercial or Mr. Van Orden's either. The ones I see are for the Trump ones and the Kamala ones and the Eric Hovde ones.
Yeah.
And Jerry Baldwin. Like,
yeah, you're right. But
those
I,
are the main
right
four that we see on our television.
I've seen a few of the Cook and Van Orden just in the last couple of days. And in fact, I saw one yesterday with Derek Van Orden. We have a bunch of his grandkids around him. And it's like, it's almost like he's trying to protect himself by having a bunch of kids around him. You know, so we don't remember his antics on the floor of the United States House of Representatives when he was berating some of the young people, the pages on the floor of the U.S. House. But again, I tell you, it is happening. There is so much money involved in politics right now. I mean, and the thing is, if I go to my email every day and there's just so many emails asking for another donation, another donation, another donation. And it is just
I get
amazing.
Text messages with them.
Yes.
With local candidates too. Every time I see them, I'm like, nope, I'm blocking that.
I mean, it is craziness, though. I mean, so again, what are your thoughts on these commercials? Are they doing anything to change your vote? Because ultimately, that's what it's about. It's about trying to get people to vote for you, trying to get maybe those in the middle who are undecided to go on your side.
Yeah.
It's trying to get some people that are soft supporters for your candidate to go on your side. Are any of these commercials connecting at this point? I don't see it. I don't believe so. But again, I would be curious for anybody out there who has been in front of their television and listening to their radio. I mean, there's plenty of spots that we hear right here on this radio station of political spots. So again, yeah. Are any of these spots connecting with you? And I would really be interested in knowing that. You can call or text at 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. Have not properly introduced our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh, who, okay, of course, takes starring roles at the end of the show with our number for the day quiz. He is 0-for-1 so far this week, was not able to get how many miles we drive during the course of our lifetime.
Nope.
Yesterday. So we're going to bring him back later in the program to see if we can get 1-for-2 again. He has been on a good roll the last couple of months, has not had any failures of a week in quite a long time. He came a little close last week, needed to get the correct answer on Friday. But Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell you.
I do have a bit of a sad news to report that I found out last night. My parents actually found out about this before I did, but the legendary actor and also an advocate for people who stutter, because he was a stutterer himself, James Earl Jones, has passed away last night at the age of 93. He died peacefully in his home, but it's still very sad, though. I mean, he's lived a very long life. He's been in so many movies, and probably some of his most famous roles, the ones that I enjoyed, is he was the voice of Darth Vader in the Star Wars universe. Not just in the movies, like in the video games and all other appearances, too. I mean, he made that voice his own. Personally, my favorite is he was the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King.
And yep. And the thing about the fact that James Earl Jones is best known for his voice, he's also an amazing actor. I mean, there were some clips that were put on online on social media last night of him acting on stage, in film, on television. He really was a Renaissance man when it came to acting. But his most famous parts, I would say, number one, I think you hit it on the head, being the voice of Darth Vader, starting with Star Wars, the original movie back in the mid-1970s, and then continuing that through the decades as well. And also, I think he's also been as well known as the voice of CNN for many years. He was the man that would say, this is CNN for many, many years after it got started in about 1980. And he was that voice for decades after that. So it was actually that deep voice that was the most famous aspect of a very, very talented actor. I think in terms of his acting roles, I wouldn't say this was his best role. I don't think it's from the best movie, but he was well known for his part in Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner.
Yes, I remember that movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, but just so many different parts. And again, a guy that has a wonderful reputation. I mean, sometimes you have actors who don't have great reputations of being somebody that others would want to work with. But he was never a guy that had any reported issues with directors or with other actors. He came to work, did the job exceptionally well, and truly a legend, one of those legendary voices, one of those legendary figures in entertainment for six decades, I believe, somewhere in that realm, because he was, again, back, I think, in the 1960s, he was somebody that was well known. So, yeah. Again, as you said, 93 years old, though.
And like me, he was also a person who stuttered and also became an advocate for people who stuttered. So
you're right. And actually, when Lucasfilm, George Lucas himself put out a statement, part of the statement mentioned the fact that, yep, James Earl Jones said himself, because there was a rumor that George Lucas wanted Orson Welles to be the voice of Darth Vader, but in the end chose a man that had a stutter. He's mentioned that, James Earl Jones himself. So again, you're exactly right that he was definitely a big advocate for those who stutter.
Absolutely.
The time is 8:18. We're going to talk about the debate coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. This is true. On Thursday, the Wausau West High School volleyball team heads to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the first serve at 7 p.m. Wausau West High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Merrill in high school volleyball, Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, first serve at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:22, 57 degrees under fair skies in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, download that Civic Media app. Real simple. It is free. Just go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and then open it up, and you have yourself all the Civic Media radio stations, and you'll be able to tune in to whatever we have on, wherever you are, here on 98.9 WXCO and any of the other stations in the Civic Media radio network. Just heard a promo. As for Thursday night, we have high school volleyball. Really looking forward to it as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Merrill Blue Jays, first volleyball broadcast of the season, and we'll be on the air for Merrill High School at 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the first serve. And then on Friday night, we have a high school football doubleheader as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the DC Everest Evergreens, Coverage will begin from Tom Field in Wausau at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And also on Friday night, the Marathon Red Raiders will be taking on the Amherst Falcons in the CWC Large. Both teams were victorious in their conference openers last week. Jeremy Cole will be on hand in Marathon for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and also on the Civic Media app. So again, if you want to make sure you're able to get both our high school football broadcast on Friday, make sure you download that app as well. So West against DC Everest, Marathon against Amherst on Friday night, and again, don't forget West against Merrill in volleyball Thursday night, right here on your only Wausau radio home for high school sports. Again, very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides play-by-play of high school sports. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO. Wanted to mention real quickly as well, before we do talk about the weather, even though Brittany is a little bit under the weather, one other note about James Earl Jones. Did you know that he's one of the rare performers who have won the big awards, all four of them? There's the Emmy, there's the Oscar,
there's the Grammy,
and there's
the Tony.
Tony, yep. Yeah. It's the EGOT, E-G-O-T.
I remember that from the show 30 Rock, because that was what Tracy Morgan's a character had, like a big medallion that said EGOT on it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, so James Earl Jones did it in all venues of the entertainment world. Emmy, man. Grammy, Oscar, and Tony again.
He was truly a one-of-a-kind performer.
He certainly was. 93 years old, passed away yesterday. Again, we are hoping that Brittany Merlot is feeling better. Again, she's been a little bit under the weather the last couple of days, and hopefully she'll be back soon. But weather-wise for today, and again, the temperatures are going to stay very mild for much of the week. In fact, right through the weekend. But today, there is a slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Basically a 20% chance. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high near 80. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 57. And then for the rest of the work week, nothing but sunny skies. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny and 82. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low of 55. Things get even warmer on Thursday. Sunny skies and a high near 84. And then on Friday, partly sunny and a high near 81. And for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and 77. Then a chance of showers Sunday, but otherwise partly sunny and a high near 77 degrees.
Still feels like summer.
It certainly does. I mean, it officially doesn't start for another, 10, 11 days? I think 11. I think it's the 21st. I got to double check that to see.
Is that the 21st or the 22nd, I think?
Yeah, what is the first day?
I know it's on the weekend. I just don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday.
It is the 22nd. Autumn begins officially on September the 22nd. So
there we go.
12 days away. So that would be on Sunday, the 22nd, the first day of autumn.
So enjoy those temperatures while you can, because probably as soon as a fall hits, it's going to get a little bit chillier.
That's exactly right. But right now, it was a bit of a chilly start as I was coming into work this morning. 57 degrees right now is the temperature. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 55. Relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 30.07 inches. And a visibility currently of 10 miles. So that, again, very good forecast. And again, I want to remind folks to make sure that on Saturday, try to take advantage of that wonderful Saturday weather, because as we talked about yesterday, and if you missed our interview yesterday with Ted Hartke, make sure that you go back, listen to the interview, because coming up on Saturday, through the Extra Innings organization, it's the second annual Celebration of Life charity event at Marathon Park coming up on Saturday, benefiting local cancer patients. Admission and activities are free, and you can make donations, and again, hopefully you can be very generous with your donations and then have a fun-filled Saturday for the entire family. If things get underway at 8 a.m. on Saturday with a pickleball tournament. Family Fun Day starts at 10 a.m. There'll be activities for everyone, including bounce houses, a petting zoo, face painting, children's duck pond, a lemonade stand. And also, there, you know, the big reason for the event is to support folks who have either gone through the cancer battle or in the midst of the cancer battle, or remembering people that were involved in the cancer battle.
Absolutely.
And there's a cancer survivors tent where they'll be offering solidarity with those fighting cancer or have beaten cancer and to celebrate life. And then things will wrap up late in the afternoon on Saturday with a luminary service, a heartfelt ceremony recognizing our loved ones lost to cancer. There'll be food and drinks. There'll be a terrific auction, including autographed items from Giannis, Bart Starr, Bo Jackson, Gail Sayers, and others. And this is supporting a great cause, benefiting local cancer patients, and also with funds going towards Joshua's Camp, which is a children's camp, which is just such a wonderful, wonderful place for children that are fighting cancer. The Aspirus Health Foundation, Marshfield Clinic Health Foundation, and again, hopefully we'll see you there on Saturday. The time is 8:29. We will have coming up an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then we're going to talk to Jeff Goulon, the president of Newman Catholic Schools, about some of the big, exciting growth that is occurring at Newman. So that's coming up. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Friday night, it's an early season showdown in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school football as Wausau West plays host to DC Everest. Both teams opened up conference play with victories last week. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school football Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Show on 98.9 WXCO, 98.9 WXCO, as I said, BowFallsRadio.com. You can also catch us live on our website, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:36 here on this Tuesday morning, the 10th day of September. And, of course, during the course of the school year, we cover Newman Catholic High School sports. Right now, we have the Cardinal football team. During the winter, we cover boys and girls basketball. And during the spring, baseball and softball. And Newman Catholic is going through a very exciting time. Just a few weeks ago, Newman Catholic had a groundbreaking for the all-new Newman Catholic Athletic Complex. Right now, they were just finishing up a new tennis court area behind the football field, and that is only the start. They're going to be adding a new football field. They're going to have artificial turf. They're going to bring in lights. They're going to put in new bleachers. Going to have a new press box. Going to have a new track and field area. They're going to have a new softball diamond. I mean, it's a real big expansion at Newman Catholic. And it comes after a few years where there's been some question marks about the future viability of Newman Catholic schools. The enrollment numbers had gone down, but now the numbers are appearing to go up a little bit. And this is part of a plan to give, again, more opportunities for students and families to consider Newman Catholic Schools. And I had a chance before the game on Saturday when Newman was in action against Alvin Bancroft to have an opportunity to talk to the president of Newman Catholic Schools, Jeff Goulon, about this project, the reasons behind it, where they stand, what they need to do, what's the timeline. So here's that conversation that I had with Jeff Goulon, the president of Newman Catholic Schools.
First of all, Jeff, the reason we're talking here is because anybody who's come to Newman Catholic in the last few weeks have seen some of the construction work behind the football field, some tennis courts being put up. That's only the beginning. We wanted to talk about a rather significant project here at Newman Catholic. Could you maybe give us a thumbnail sketch on what is going on with Newman Catholic and especially with the athletic programs?
Sure. Very excited to be able to talk about this. This is something that's been a long time coming, 15 years in discussion, but we're here. Reality is we're going to have six tennis courts that are going to become our own from PGA Incorporated. They're the contractors. They're going to turn over the keys to us a week from Monday, and our girls are going to be able to have their first home tennis meet in many, many years. And that's exciting. That's phase one of a four-phase project that we have for our athletic facilities and academic areas behind our school. We've got a committee together of eight people that have put a lot of time and energy researching and looking into what our athletics and academics need in the use of our facilities in the future. And having phase one almost complete and looking on to phase two, which is our athletic field, which will double as a turf field and a football field, soccer field, a track, lights, so we can bring to Newman Friday night lights and other amenities to make our children have one of the best facilities that we can afford.
It is a big project, and it's something that, as you said, I mean, to bring back athletic events. You talk about the tennis team having a home meet, having Friday Night Lights, having track meets where Newman can host it. A rather big project. What was the maybe the impetus here? Because, I mean, it is obviously something that does take a lot of work and a lot of folks behind it. Was there a specific impetus for all this?
Yes, it came about as we want to give our student athletes the best facilities we can. We've done a number of improvements inside the building, but when people drive by on Bridge Street, they don't see them because they're covered by the brick and mortar of our outside. But we want to be able to give our athletics and academics areas behind our field that are first class and help with their learning experience. But also, we want to demonstrate to the greater Wausau community that Newman is viable. 5 years ago, there were some concerns. We've gone through some budget concerns, and we've gotten through those. Our enrollment is increasing. We're getting first-class education to our students, and we want to bring the full experience that school brings, and what better than to bring academic areas and athletic areas to them.
I kind of want to underline that because when you do look at Newman Catholic, it's a bit different. You have to have folks that want to have their children come here to Newman Catholic. And number one, obviously, is a faith-based education. And then, of course, you want to get a terrific education on the whole with good class sizes and teacher-to-pupil ratios. But the athletics and extracurricular activities are a factor, isn't it? That's something that does bring in students and helps the overall health of Newman Catholic, correct?
Yes, it does. We're missing out because in certain sports, we don't have the middle school feeder programs. Take, for example, this year now with our tennis courts, we're able to create a middle school tennis club that will next year be a middle school tennis team and be able to compete on a level with other schools. And we've never had that before. And so we want to be able to give kids options here so they don't see them elsewhere. And we want to also make sure that this facility is very heavily rooted in our faith, that fifth core, as we call it, the faith component. Our faith is really important to us and to our students and parents alike.
Obviously, there's always a price tag. And part of that, then, is for folks that have been touched by Newman Catholic in some way. We're actually talking, I said, that it doesn't necessarily have to be the many that have gone through the Newman Catholic system and went to high school here and have great memories here, but just the community as well that have been touched in some way by Newman Catholic. What is the thought process for that end of this whole project?
Well, the project obviously is a multi-million dollar project, and our thought was to show viability by creating one phase or completing one phase before we go out and ask for another phase. We had two very generous donors come forward to help us pay for the tennis courts. And by the way, all this money is going to be privately donated. There's no money that's going to be coming out of any form of Newman Fund. It's going to be privately raised and donated by people outside the system. But we're very blessed to have people who were part of the Newman Catholic education in the past, have gone on, created a great opportunities for them, and now they want to be able to pass those on to students they don't even know. And that's really the great thing is how giving the Newman Catholic family is. And that family extends to all of our alumni that come back and are just really happy to walk through the halls and see their graduation pictures up there, or just talk about what Newman was like when they went to school. So the price tag, we are going to start fundraising. We are going to start meeting with some donors who may be interested, and then we're going to put out a larger general donation campaign to start to build the funds. So we would like to raise the money for phase two, which is the athletic fields, by March, the month of March, so that we can break ground in April and have this facility ready if all money is donated and raised, so that we can begin next fall with Friday night football.
I gotta say, I'm excited about this new press box you're talking about, but I imagine that, I guess to wrap it up is, as you said, there have been challenges, but it must be nice to have now this, maybe instead of playing a little defense, you're going on offense here to build something that's very impressive. I imagine there's a lot of excitement here at Newman with the possibilities here.
Yes, and the possibilities start with this year with our strong enrollment. We're with adding our new school, we're about 70 to 80 students above what we ended last year, and we haven't seen that before. And so what we're doing as principals, leaders, teachers, anyone who works in the Newman system, and the parents who send their kids here, we all have a common ground where we want our kids to do the best. And having that is something that's really exciting. But the fact that you said to go on offense, yes, it seems like my first years of being a president was very defensive. And now we're going to go on the offense, and we're going to show people that we are a viable educational facility in the Wausau area.
Newman Catholic High School President, I should say Newman Catholic Schools President, the entirety of the Newman Catholic School System. Newman Catholic Schools President Jeff Goulon, again, had an opportunity to speak to him this past weekend, be able to talk about the construction that's going on at Newman in terms of their athletic and an academic aspect to it as well. And I know that in terms of school funding, there's a lot of controversy when it comes to what the state has been doing in terms of school vouchers and trying to basically fund both a public school system and a private school system, and feeling as though the public school system is getting the short end of the stick. But whether or not you feel as though that system should be changed or not, I do think it's a very important thing and a good thing if Newman Catholic Schools are still viable and still there for families to make that decision, because that's one of the things about, you know, the opportunity to make those choices. And again, there's different ways of going about it, obviously, in terms of the funding aspect, but I think for the community and for those families that want to have the opportunity to have a faith-based education, it is, I think, very good news that Newman Catholic is going on the offensive and looking to the future. And it should be a very, very exciting project. And hopefully within the next year or so, we're going to see some very impressive facilities behind Newman Catholic at their campus in Wausau. The time is 8:47, coming up in about, 20 minutes or so, we'll be talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. He joins us every other Tuesday, talk about activities going on at the library, and we'll find out what's happening as we get into the fall months, into September. The kids are back at school. What is happening, not just at the downtown branch, but branches throughout the county. So Chad Daly coming up at about 9:06 this morning. Also coming up, we'll be discussing the debate that will be going on tonight. We'll give you information if you are out on the road or if you want to get some terrific analysis from folks like Terry Bell and Todd Albaugh. We'll give you the details on how to tune in, both here on 98.9 WXCO and on stations throughout the Civic Media Network. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk a little bit of sports. Spurs back in action tonight. The Packers still looking as though they will have their backup quarterback. Coach Matt LaFleur says, despite what you hear, and there's been these, quote, reports out there that they were talking to people like Ryan Tannehill, the former Tennessee quarterback, about potentially coming to Green Bay and filling that gap while Jordan Love is out with that knee injury, which could have been a lot worse. If he's out for maybe 3 weeks, it would be fantastic news. But we'll get the latest on the Packers coming up as well. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. So still plenty on the plate as we continue on this Tuesday morning. Glad you could start off your day with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Coming off a conference opening win last week, the Marathon High School football team looks to make it two in a row in the CWC large. But it won't be easy as the Red Raiders play host to Amherst. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on delay following the Wausau West DC Everest game on 98.9 WXCO. Marathon Football on WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, The Marathon Athletic Club, Fisher Transportation, Morgan Sand and Gravel, Rip Falls Fabrication, and BS Taxidermy. Marathon hosts Amherst in high school football Friday on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app starting at 6:40 and on tape delay following the West game on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52. Temperature around 60 degrees as we get into our morning. It's going to be another warm one here in north central Wisconsin. In fact, we're going to see temperatures in the 80s for a number of days this week. We'll get you the details again coming up. And also coming up at 9:06, Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library will be joining us. And then at the end of the show, of course, we will have our number for the day quiz. And Ian, do you want to have the topic for this edition of the number for the day quiz?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Balloons.
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 I like balloons. Very nice.
Well, yeah. So we're going to have, it has something to do with balloons. So that's all I give you right now.
That'll be
so.
Interesting. Number, definitely.
Also wanted to let people know, if you're somebody that's looking for that big win in the lottery, the Mega Millions continues to rise. Have not had a winner in Mega Millions since June the 4th. Back then, June the 4th, somebody won a jackpot of $552 million. Well, tonight's Mega Millions lottery jackpot sits at, what do you think? What do you think the jackpot is right now? I don't think you follow it very closely. I could give you that as a number.
Too closely, but I did see a news story on Channel 7 a couple of days ago what it had jumped up to, but I don't know if this is for this certain one. I'm going to say probably, oh,
Let's right. give it a guess. It doesn't matter. We can't wait too long.
It's probably over 800 million.
It is 800 million. That's what it is.
Well, this story I saw was accurate, then.
So you're very accurate. So $800 million. So if somebody wants to get out there, buy a few tickets, chance to win $800 million tonight in the Mega Millions jackpot. Again, it's been more than 3 months now since anybody has won in that lottery. Also, Wallet Hub has released the 2024 report on the happiest states in America.
Happiest states.
The research examined all 50 states across 30 key metrics to determine where Americans exhibit the best combination of emotional, physical, economic, and social well-being.
I'm going to say probably Florida is in the top 10.
It is not.
Oh.
It is not in the top 10.
Well, there
so.
You go.
Where do you, when you think about just beautiful weather, calmness, a state that you just get away from it all?
I'd say Wisconsin.
That's a good guess. But number one is Hawaii.
Oh.
So, yeah, the
that is so true.
State of Hawaii.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
I know. It'd be very be fun. Actually, the place in the world that I would want to go to and visit. Because I wanted to do this ever since 2000 when the Olympics were there.
Yeah?
Australia. It just looks so beautiful. Would be just the place where I would love to get down there at some point.
Beautiful wildlife down there, too.
So, yeah. So, but that's number one. Number two is Maryland, which surprised me. I mean, you don't think of Maryland as being, you know, number two, but apparently it's a pretty nice place.
Okay.
Number two for the happiest state in America. And number three, people always seem to dump on this state a little bit, but number three, it's New Jersey. New Jersey, number three. And always people say, oh, New Jersey.
Why do people hate on New Jersey?
They just do. So it's like, so New Jersey, rest of the top 10 has Utah, Delaware, Minnesota, just to our west, number six, Connecticut, Idaho, Nebraska, and Massachusetts. So, again, those are the top 10. And the bottom states, number 46 is New Mexico, number 47 is Tennessee, number 48 is West Virginia, number 49 is Arkansas. And what do you think is the least happy state in the United States of America?
California?
Nope, not California.
Okay, well, I said Florida might be in the top 10, and I was wrong, so.
I'll give it to you. Louisiana. Louisiana
really?
Is the number 50 in terms of the happiest states of America.
Not very happy.
The state of Wisconsin and California, you're way off. They're number 13, so they're pretty high up there.
Boy.
So, but Wisconsin comes in at number 21.
Oh, so close being in the top 20.
Well, I mean, it's somewhere in the middle, which, you know, it's not bad.
No, it's not horrible.
Not bad at all. And there's a lot of great stuff, especially here in central Wisconsin. So Wisconsin, number 21 when it comes to the 2024 Happiest States in America listing that came from Wallet Hub. So, again, I think that's fair. I think probably the weather probably from time to time will dump it a little bit. You know, you see, I don't think we can compare our weather to Hawaii unless you're somebody that likes to ski and go sledding and all that good stuff. So, hey, coming up.
Doesn't Hawaii have to deal with volcanoes?
Yeah, they do have volcanoes. That
Wisconsin doesn't have to deal with
true.
Volcanoes.
That is true. Absolutely. So,
or hurricanes.
Or, well, yeah, that's true. So, I mean, there's just blizzards.
The advantages of being that's one of the advantages of being in, like, the middle of the U.S. and not near any ocean.
That's right. The time is 8:58. Coming up, our top of the hour information update. We'll get the latest news from around the world and around the country with CBS. Terry Bell will have our state news, and also we'll have our local and state weather and sports with Jimmy Cuska. So that's coming up. And then after that, we'll be back with hour number two of the show. We'll start things off by having a visit with Chad Dattley from the Marathon County Public Library. He'll be coming in to talk to us about what's happening at the library, both at the main branch and also branches around Marathon County. So that's coming up. Glad you could be with us. Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCR.